From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Nedrinsky reports at Politico New York that New York's Department of Health released a study July 13th recommending marijuana legalization. The report says that positive effects of legalizing recreational marijuana outweigh the negative consequences. The 74-page document states, and I quote, "It is imperative that a regulated marijuana program contain all necessary safeguards and measures to limit access for individuals under 21, minimize impaired driving, provide education and tailored messaging to different populations, and connect people to treatment if needed." The report guesses that between $248 and $678 million in annual tax revenue would come to New York State coffers if marijuana was legalized in New York, and crime prevention costs could fall if the law changed. Governor Andrew Cuomo has gone from calling marijuana a, and I quote, "gateway drug," end quote, last year to last month when he predicted legalization's eventual inevitability, saying, and I quote, "For all intents and purposes, recreational marijuana is," and I quote, "going to be here anyway," end quote. Benjamin Weiser and Jesse McKinley report in the New York Times that Alien E. Caleros, who worked with Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on an economic development initiative, was found guilty of wire fraud and conspiracy July 12. Caleros, 62, worked on Cuomo's plan to revitalize upstate and western New York, known as the Buffalo Billion. Coupled with the recent corruption conviction of one of the governor's former top aides, Joseph Pococo, Cuomo has faced heat for his lack of action on ethics reform. He released a statement after the verdict was announced that said, in part, that he had, and I quote, "no tolerance for those who seek to defraud the system to advance their own personal interest. Anyone who has committed such an egregious act should be punished to the full extent of the law," end quote. The story says Dr. Caleros and Todd R. Howe, a former lobbyist with links to Cuomo, conspired to defraud Fort Shuler Management Corporation, a nonprofit real estate arm of SUNY Polytechnic, giving contracts to two firms whose executives were significant donors to Cuomo's political campaign. Read the full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell in Columbia Green Media reports that oxygen is running out of the Hudson Fire Department's 50 personal air tanks, and it will cost the city around $400,000 to replenish them in the next 3 months. The department wants 41 new air packs and 82 new oxygen tanks, plus masks for each firefighter. Hudson Assistant Fire Chief Nick Pereiro said, and I quote, "Every 15 years, the oxygen bottles are no longer to be tested or serviceable. The packs are outdated at this point. They have been discontinued and replaced by the manufacturer," end quote. Treasurer Heather Campbell said at the July 9th Common Council discussion that the Hudson Common Council meeting will hear all the details presented at their July 17th meeting. A bond resolution or a lease resolution is likely to be decided on at that meeting. Campbell said July 9th, and I quote, "I think we should probably bond for the entire amount, even though we have some money in the fund balance, because there are other expenses that are coming up that are not bondable," end quote. The department averages about 375 service calls annually. Pereiro said, and I quote, "Without these air packs, we can't go into a burning building. There are a few things that are 100% must-haves in a fire service. Air packs, personal and personal protective gear, and the hose. You can't do the job without those." Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that New York's Public Service Commission approved July 12th a joint proposal with Verizon, the PSC staff, the company's union, and the consumer advocacy group that says the communications company will improve customer service quality, including more broadband service upstate. Verizon will expand its fiber and hybrid fiber copper networks. Verizon will expand its fiber and hybrid fiber copper networks upstate in the Hudson Valley and on Long Island under the plan. They'll also take down 64,000 existing double telephone poles across the state. The Communications Workers of America and the Public Utility Law Project of New York were the other two groups involved in the discussions. Read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. The local weather reports published public meetings and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org.